Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. Happy holidays to everyone. All my blessings to each and every one of you this 2014 holiday season. Yes, 2014 is here. Christmas, New Year's, and 2015 is here. Today's show is sponsored by Audible, audibletrial.com/build-grow-enjoy. Free Audible book and 30-day trial. Give the gift of Audible this holiday season. Why not? Gifts for book lovers. Over 150,000 titles to give, and it's the perfect gift. audibletrial.com/build-grow-enjoy, or just go to buildgrowandenjoy.com and just click Audible. You can follow me on Twitter at Colethea, and of course, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and Enjoy. Make sure you put the and. It's a lot of Build, Grow, and Enjoy over here, but buildgrowandenjoy.com for more information on all what we have going on. Well, thank you, each and every one of you for joining us today. 2014 has come to an end, and 2015 is here. Fresh start, new beginning. It's just that time now for everything that we have probably meditated on or reflect on for 2014. Now is the time to get it all in place, time to set your goals that you would like to achieve, you know, with the beginning of the year around the corner. And, you know, there are some questions that we have we're going to answer today on today's show. And, you know, that's, have you ever wondered about what you are really good at? A lot of us have that question. And most importantly, are you tired of creating a dream for someone else to enjoy? And what are some tips to get you there? Well, joining us today to get those answers and prep up the 2015 year that's just around the corner is writer, speaker, and motivational coach, Ms. Rachel L. Proctor, with 5 tips to emerge in 2015, get focused, and finished. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, Rachel, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you too, Colethea. I'm so excited to be here to share with your listening audience today. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to have you. You are a woman on the move, and you know, you are just out there really inspiring and helping people to find their purpose, and that's what Build, Grow, and Enjoy is about, and it's just a blessing to have you here. So let's get right into it, and first let's let everyone know who you are and exactly what you do.
Wow. Okay. Well, I do a couple of things. Well, one of the things that I really love, and a lot of people don't really know this about me unless you probably live in my community, but I'm actually an elected official. I am a member of city council, and I love helping to do what it is that's in my heart to do, which is to help build up each other, help build up others, help them emerge, work in my community. So I really, really, really love to do that. And that is one of the things that really drives me and propels me to want to help others and to see change is actually working with the people that live in my own community. But also, I am a what I like to call a serial entrepreneur. I was kind of raised, you know, working as a child in the family business. And so that opportunity really afforded me it kind of catapulted me to cultivate my desire to really help other aspiring business owners and visionaries realize their dream of charting their own course in life through the gift of entrepreneurship. So that really fueled my desire to set up my own company, which is essentially just a boutique business firm where we consult with business owners. We work as mentors and coaches to help budding entrepreneurs and help them create what I like to say is socially responsible businesses that are aimed at really changing the world and the people that are in the world. And I'm also, again, a writer, a speaker, and a motivational coach, and I've been blogging probably since about 2012.
Wow, woman on the move. Well, it's absolutely a pleasure to have you here. And for those of you that are listening, RachelLProctor.com, you can get more information on Rachel and absolutely, you know, contact her from her website also to learn in depth, because today we are going to talk about the 5 tips to get emerge, and that's E, capital M-E, for 2015 with the new year right around the corner. So let's get right into it, Rachel. And callers, I see you. I will be, Richie, you have a lot of callers. I'm sure people have a lot of questions or needing that encouragement, but we will get right to them. Let's get started with these tips. So give us the tip number one as into getting emerged in 2015.
Well, before I give you that first tip, I want to say that sometimes, I guess, when we're really what I call multi-passionate, that means we're really good at a lot of things, Kalithi, and I'm sure you can relate to that feeling that you feel like, okay, you really don't know what you should be doing because you're good at this, you're good at that, and sometimes we get really overwhelmed, and then we get so overwhelmed that we never actually start because
right.
we try to start at a place that we really should be finishing at, and we forget that building anything great that's going to last is going to take some time to actually do that. So the first mm-hmm. thing that I always like to try to remind people when we're talking about getting really focused and getting finished to finish strong for 2014, the first thing I'll say is that you have to pick one. We can be really good at a lot of things, but you've got to pick one. So out of all of your amazing ideas, which one is going to get you the biggest result in the least amount of time and the one that's going to make you the happiest? And so I like to call this a push goal, something that kind of acts like a domino effect for all of your other goals. It's going to be the catalyst that's going to help you accomplish your other goals and your other aspirations. And so your push goal is going to be just big enough but still small enough to where essentially something you can achieve even in a day or a week that's going to help you to give you the motivation and the courage, and that's going to help give you some drive to know that you can achieve the goal. But you've got to pick one and you've got to start. I always say start small and get that one done, and then you're going to start building your confidence to be able to continue to achieve bigger things from there.
Love it, love it, love it. That is so true, Rachel. You have to pick one because you can have 20 things, and yes, I can relate to this, and so many people that come to you with their goals and their dreams, you can get distracted, but you got to pick one that you're best at because time waits on no one.
Exactly.
Let's go right on into tip number two.
Okay, so tip number two is you must prepare. I know that sounds kind of like a no-brainer, but the thing is that sometimes, again, we try to jump right into it and we really don't put in the background work or the behind-the-scenes work that it really takes to set the foundation for anything that we're doing. And really, essentially, when you feel prepared for something, I don't know about you, but I know for me, when I really feel like I'm prepared for something, it really lessens my anxiety around doing that thing. I think we're going to, you know, no matter how courageous or no matter how, you know, smart we are, we still all have some level of anxiety because there are still some unknowns surrounding launching into new things or trying to achieve new goals. And so when you really feel like you're prepared for it, it will lessen your anxiety around it. And I have to say that, you know, getting prepared for something really requires some intense focus. And in order to get focused, it's going to require you to sacrifice. So I know whenever I have a speech or a message or preparing for a meeting or studying budgets or proposals or whatever it is that I have to do, it seems like I can always find anything else to do except prepare for what I need to do. And I know I promise guys, Facebook is not an emergency and the world is not going to shut down if you don't check your email every 30 minutes. But it seems like whenever it's time to really prepare for something, it seems like everything comes up or, you know, you can find anything to do but prepare. But I've really struggled, and every now and then I still will struggle from time to time from this. And so at one point, it got to where, you know, I was really focused in on trying to get some things done, and I even had to make the sacrifice, and I say sacrifice, and it sounds a little funny putting it that way, but to take social media, like, off of my phone and my devices and take my email notifications off to be able to allow me that time to not be distracted by all of those, that information and those messages coming in. So you've got to really devote the time to the activities that are going to push you forward in whatever it is, whether it's your business or whatever goal you're trying to reach. You've really got to make some sacrifices with your time. And I always say it's not about having enough time, it's about creating the time. And that's going to come through prioritizing and sometimes having to sacrifice not being able to be so accessible all the time as well.
That is so key, you know, and you're so dead on with that one, you know. Always have a plan in place, because what's the old saying? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
And being
accessible, you have to prioritize, because, you know, you're a woman on the move, and I can relate to that one also. You know, you just get so bombarded with people, you know, but you just got to prioritize on what's important and what's going to take you closer in achieving your goals. So you're dead on with that one. That's a big one. I'm going to put a star by that. I'm actually taking notes as you're saying this. Okay, let's get into tip number three.
Okay, tip number three. It kind of ties into tip number two of preparation, but it's studying and we have to read. Again, it kind of sounds like the obvious thing, but the biggest mistake that I see people making, Kalithia, when starting their businesses or pursuing their dreams is that they have not studied their industry. They have not done the work. Again, if they're not prepared, if they don't really know what to expect, then, again, they get overwhelmed and it just seems impossible. But you have to study. You have to read. And so being an entrepreneur, being a visionary, being a goal setter, a trend setter, it's going to require you to hustle hard for extended periods of time, like with no break. You're going to have to really hustle hard. And so I know over the last couple of years, as I've been building my business and building my brand and out there as a speaker and just kind of motivating individuals, I had to read and study more than I ever thought humanly possible. And so while I'm a huge advocate of delegation in the business, and as your business begins to grow, you'll have to learn how to delegate things. But I would never take back, and I'm going to say this again, I would never take back the experience that I gained while I had to wear many hats and doing all the work that I had to do to get my business off the ground, because that information that you gain by doing that is going to be invaluable to your future successes in your business.
Right.
And although you may never become an expert on everything in your business, I always say this, you should be able to know at least the basics surrounding everything in your business, whether that's your accounting processes or whatever it is, even things that you have to eventually outsource to other people to do. You should be able to have some form of knowledge about every aspect of your business, and that's what's going to set you apart from an entrepreneur that, you know, launches something and then maybe the next year they're, you know, you don't see them anymore, to somebody that has lasting success. And so, you know, I recommend that you get your bachelor's degree, Barnes & Noble's bachelor degree, as they say, and maybe go to your local bookstore and take a crash course on whatever it is you're trying to do. And when all else fails, there's always Google. So,
hello.
And YouTube and all this. That's why I said we have no excuse to say, you know, we have access to more information, more content than we have ever had before. Thanks, you know, really totally in part to the internet giving us access. So we have no excuse to say that, hey, we didn't know how to do this, or, you know, not to be able to get the knowledge that we need to be successful in our business. So if you're trying to self-publish your book, then you need to go and learn all the ins and outs of the self-publishing world. If you want to open your online store, then you need to look at all the ins and outs and what it takes to get that thing going. So, yeah, number three, you have to study and you have to read and you have to hustle hard.
Absolutely. Do your research. And, yes, you are another one, girl. You are on fire today. We are in the digital world today, and there are no excuses. You can get it done.
So, number four, this is a biggie. And, again, this is one that takes sacrifice. And number four, to get focused and to get finished, is that you will have to recommit yourself daily to your goal. Every single day, you have to recommit yourself, because things are going to get hard. You know, you're going to encounter challenges, but you know, commitment is about making a promise to yourself that you're going to complete a certain task by a certain time and not letting yourself down. It's not even about others at this point, but not letting yourself down. And so by committing to get something done, it's going to ease the tensions and the feelings of overwhelm. And so if you're really stuck, I always recommend focusing your energy and your intent on committing to only what you can get done in that one day. Because there are going to be many times, again, when you're a visionary, when you really think big and you have all these grand things, it's not that it can't get done, but to release that overwhelm, I say if you're feeling like that, then only commit yourself to that day, to getting done reasonably what you can get done in one day. So it can be small things like writing a blog post for your website or cleaning out your desk or one closet at your home. If you see you need to declutter, maybe it's just taking out today to only do one of your closets. Or if you're trying to get yourself back on track financially, maybe today you're going to balance your checkbook and maybe write out some of your goals today. But the point is to do some small task towards your goal every day without fail. So you should touch your goal every single day. Whatever that goal is, whether it doesn't have to be starting a business or, you know, launching a movement, it can be as simple, like I said, as decluttering your home. But you need to do something small and commit to doing one thing every day that you know without fail that you can get done in that one day. And so decide, no matter what goes on, that one thing is going to get completed today.
Exactly. The smaller achievements always lead up to the bigger achievements. And yes, passion can take you off track. You have to be focused and always inspect what you expect, correct?
For sure.
Tip
number five is to find a coach or an accountability partner. Someone who has already done and succeeded at what you want to accomplish. And I talk a lot about that in my 5-day goal digging challenge. And if they go to my website, or they can actually go to the URL five daygoaldiggingchallenge.com. And I talk a lot about that in the last day of the challenge, about creating what I call goal mind, G-O-A-L, a goal mind. And so looking around you for individuals that are probably right underneath your nose that can help you to reach your goal, because we don't live in a vacuum. I know sometimes it seems like, you know, we can feel periods of loneliness or feeling like, you know, we're out there by ourselves, but we really don't live in a vacuum. And there are people around us who genuinely do want to see us successful and that can help us in one way or another. So we've got to find an accountability partner. And I have, I don't think it was really until I met my coach who acted as also kind of somewhat of a mentor, and she really invested some serious time with me, that kind of changed my whole perception on even what was possible in my life. Or, you know, and that was really around the time that my business really started to change. And so if you're stuck and you're confused on what you need to do next, finding a coach or an accountability partner who really wants to see you be successful, and make sure it's somebody that you know that you have discernment that really wants to see you be successful, because there are some people out there that will try to sabotage. So we're not talking about them, but we want to find a person that's really going to take you under their wings, and someone who is where you're trying to go. You know, we don't want to talk to people that don't have anything to show for what they're saying, but somebody that really is at the place that you're trying to go and that really wants to dedicate themselves to helping you to get there as well. And so, like I said, having a coach is critical, or someone that can help you solve problems or vet ideas that you may have, and again, help you get a plan of action and make decisions and help you work through challenges and obstacles when they come. So that's really key to having that person there that's going to really hold you accountable to make sure that you do what you say you're going to do.
Exactly. That's a big, big tip. You know, a lot of, you know, articles and from Forbes to Entrepreneur, a lot of extremely wealthy and successful, you know, billionaires. This is a big, big tip that's on a lot of their lists, and that is to find a coach and mentor, because they are there to coach you along, and that's what they're there for, and to share that expertise, you know, to make you better. That's what a coach is for, to share that expertise and to making you better. And you're right. You have to discern from the ones that, you know, a saying came to me, Rachel, just the other day. It was, never take advice from someone that will not live with the results. There we go.
Hmm. Wow, that's deep. I like that.
That's real deep. That's real deep.
That's real deep.
It's so true. It's so true. Mm-hmm. Well, these are some great, great tips, and, I mean, they are absolutely right and on time, and you know, going into the 2015 season. You do have some callers on the line that would like to speak to you, or we can see if they'd like to stay. I know a lot of people like to call in and just listen, but, you know, if they're in the queue, I like to give them the opportunity to definitely come on air if they would like to say something. So just hang tight and let's see.
Okay.
1049-972-1049. Welcome to BGE Radio.
Hi, my name is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to BGE Radio. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thank you.
Is there something you'd like to say to Rachel?
Well, I'm just enjoying everything that she's saying myself. And she's very encouraging to me because for a while I was doing a home-based business in health, living a healthy lifestyle and also living a long healthy lifestyle. And I got kind of stuck in a rut. So she's saying a lot of things that I feel that can help me to get started back into what I was doing.
Right, right. Well, that's awesome. Rachel, is there something you like to say to her?
Wow. Okay, wow. So, well, thank you, Linda. Thank you for listening, and I'm glad that something that I shared today hit home with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, if I could just reiterate with getting back started, just look at what is the one thing you can do today to move your plans and goals forward. What is one step you're going to do next, whether it's large or small.
Mm-hmm.
And chances are it's going to be scary for you,
mm-hmm.
but what is the next step you're going to take towards that? We have to realize that the best things never happen inside of our comfort zone. They always happen outside of our comfort zone. And I would even go as far as to say God doesn't operate inside of our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
But we've really
got
to step
mm-hmm.
out there, and sometimes we have to do it afraid. And
mm-hmm.
so it's okay if you have some ambivalent feelings, but like I said, just kind of get back to researching, get back to studying your industry
mm-hmm.
and looking at those things and figuring out what can you do today to just get you back started and get you motivated and kind of get you back rejuvenated with your business. So, great. I'm excited for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, one of the things is sharing it. Won't nobody know what you're doing unless – if you're afraid to share it. And that's one of the struggles that I have had in the past, not being comfortable sharing it with strangers. So that's
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I have to pass that fear of.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and also not have what they call vomit, you know, when you talk too much, when you talk
diarrhea of the mouth,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, uh-huh. And that part of it, just share enough to get them interested and go from there.
Yeah, get your elevator. They call it an elevator speech, something that
yes.
you can say about it a minute and a half and just
mm-hmm.
really give them the high points and benefits of
yeah.
your products and features and who you are and give
mm-hmm.
it to them and,
yeah.
and go from there. So great, great,
thank
yeah.
you.
Awesome,
yes.
awesome, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for calling in and listening in, Linda. And
yes.
you have a great, great, prosperous new year. And as always, just continue to build, grow, and enjoy. And I wish you the very best in your endeavors.
All right. Thank you. And thank you, Miss Rachel. I enjoyed everything I've heard.
Thank you.
Awesome.
All
awesome.
Right.
Awesome.
All right. You both.
Rachel, let's take another caller. Take a couple
okay.
more. Caller 215-7425. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. 215-7425. If you're listening, press 1 so we can hear you. Probably just want to listen. Let's get another one more. We can get right back into it. Caller 469-86 to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Four six nine eight six one six. Look at it later. Okay, we'll just take those couple. Wow, those 5 tips, Rachel, are amazing. As you can see, inspiring. Emerge, be emerged or focused and finished for 2015. Just as a recap, just go ahead and recap it real quick without going in depth of those 5 tips for those that are maybe just now joining to hear these tips once again.
Okay, right, right. Number one is you're going to pick one out of all of your ideas, which one is going to get you the biggest result with the least amount of time and energy. Number two, you've got to prepare. You've got to kind of get over the anxiety of you know, not feeling prepared. So you've got to focus to be able to prepare. Number three, you've got to study and read. You've got to get educated on your industry and where you're trying to go. Number four, you've got to recommit yourself daily to your goal. And number five is find a coach or an accountability partner to help you see it through to the end.
Awesome, awesome. And there you guys have it, your five tips to emerge in 2015, focused and finished. Now, Rachel, on your website, there's a couple of things I'd like to point out to the listeners, which I think is just awesome what you're doing to really, you know, motivate those to push for to emerge, and that's take the challenge, the goal digging challenge, and that's G-O-A-L. Tell us more about that.
Yes, yes. I shared a little bit with Linda, but it is a free, and I reiterate free, 5-day challenge that consists of a series of emails where I give you different challenges. One of the challenges is creating affirmations around your limited beliefs, different things that are going to really help you to develop and change your mindset around what you can achieve in your life. And that's what, you know, one of the big things that I really push is believing that you can. And also, like I said, helping you to set up things to help you prioritize your goals, again, finding resources and different things like that. So, yes, please go. And, again, you can actually go directly to my website, or you can go to 5daygoaldiggingchallenge.com and you can sign up there.
Awesome, awesome. And those that go to your website can also become a VIP member. Tell us more about that.
Yes, you can become a VIP member joining the Emerge Text Club, and it's actually very, very easy to join. You just text the word EMERGE to 41411, and by joining the VIP Text Club for Emerge, you get daily inspirational messages sent to your phone. You also get discount codes that you can use in the Emerge store, and you can get VIP seating, VIP discounts on tickets to any of our live events by becoming a member. So it's really worth it. It's free to sign up, no purchase necessary, anything like that. So, yeah, again, you can sign up for that by texting the word EMERGE to 41411.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And you have an ebook that you're looking forward to publish for 2015. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about that.
Yes. Well, actually, I have an ebook, and then I'm actually looking forward to publishing my first actual physical book. I have an ebook that you can subscribe to through any of my blog posts that are on my website, and it's my 222 top Facebook posts, which is, again, just different inspirational messages that I posted throughout Facebook, and that is absolutely free, just by signing up through my website. And I actually also have a book that is due to be released the summer of 2015, and it will be entitled Emerge, and it's going to have 7 principles for growth to become who you were born to be. And we are looking forward to having our book signing at our first Emerge Live retreat. We're going to be talking about how to be successful in life, love, and business. And so we're looking forward to having that book there for you to get it that day, and I'll be there signing books and all that great stuff. So, yeah, we're really excited about that.
Awesome. And once again, Rachel, go ahead and let everyone know how they can contact you, your website, your Facebook, your Twitters, all, you know, any information where they can reach you. Go ahead and share that with them.
Sure. You can actually go to my website, and the short way to get to my website, there's a shortcut actually to get there, and that website address is www.rachel.cc. So you don't have to type out my long name. It's again, www.rachel.cc. And then, again, there are several ways you can stay connected with me on social media as well. My Twitter handle as well as my Instagram handle is Rachel L. Proctor, just R-A-C-H-E-L, the letter L, and Proctor, P-R-O-C-T-O-R, Rachel L. Proctor. And on Facebook, my handle is Rachel L. Proctor Writer, and so you can find me there.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, you know, in all my shows, Rachel, I like to leave my listeners with words of encouragement. So please share with us whatever's on your spirit and going into the 2015 season to emerge some words of encouragement, not only to me and the audience, but anyone else that's out there.
Okay, wow. Well, I guess just to say, going into 2015, again, sometimes we are overwhelmed and we really kind of get down on ourselves because we look back over 2014 and we see a lot of things that we didn't get accomplished or that we didn't get done. But I want to encourage you to know that that's okay. Every day that you see that you wake up is a gift, and you can start again. And there are ways, like I said, to get your motivation back, to get back on top of it, to recommit yourself to doing it. So don't be hard on yourself about what you didn't get done in 2014, because every day that you're breathing, every day that you see is a new day to start over, to get back on it, dust yourself off, get up and get it done and go hard in 2015. So I just want to leave you guys with that.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, Rachel, for joining us here on DGE. Is there anything else? Is there anything else you'd like to add that we may have not covered that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Wow, I think if I go back into too many things. Well, just just to reiterate, just keep going. Don't get discouraged about what you didn't do, but just focus on your potential and all the things that you can do and stick with that, and you'll go far.
Awesome, awesome. Well, happy holidays to you and yours, Rachel. It was a pleasure to have you here with us on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, and just continued success and continue to build, grow, and enjoy.
Wow, thank you so much. I was so honored to be here with you today. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Happy New Year to you and all of your listening audience.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And there you guys have it, Rachel L. Proctor, rachelproctor.com. More information for or to contacting Rachel on her website, rachelproctor.com. Get Emerge in 2015. Be inspired, get focused, and finish today. Happy holidays to each and every one of you guys. Merry Christmas, a prosperous new year, and as always, make sure you get on over to BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com because we are going to have an epic 2015. You can follow me on Twitter at Calithia, BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com for more information on the network as a whole. And like I said, have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Thank you all for going through all of 2014 with us and just have an epic 2015. And we will be back with you in 2015 to share so much more. Continue to build, grow, and enjoy.